Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so about 2 hours left in the show. We'll be here to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And the day after 4th of July, so I know a lot of you are still probably resting, getting rid of yesterday, and try to enjoy the Sunday. But as you wake up here, we'll be able to help you out with any of your gardening questions. So again, just give us a call. We'll do our best to help you out. Now, I want to go to a couple email questions that trying to help out here. Now, one was just maybe about a half hour, 45 minutes ago. Carol had explained that her roses were being attacked by something that's eaten the leaves. She said she sprayed them, but it does not seem to be doing any good. There was something advertised that said that last 6 weeks she was looking to purchase it. So this product that we're talking about is a Rose RX Systemic Drench from Bonai. This is one that you actually pour at the base of the plant. So you mix it in a watering can, and you actually pour it on the soil. You don't want to hit the flowers or the leaves on the roses, so you just want to go right below and water from the base. And it takes about a few days for it to translocate through the plant. So what happens is you pour it over the soil. It starts to absorb into the roots. The roots absorb it in and will actually move to the tips of the leaves and to the branches to help protect it, right, from some of these insects. Some, you know, Japanese beetles are one that will definitely take a lot of toll on roses. It'll take care of some aphids, some borers. What I like to look at doing prior to, or at the same time, is spraying something on the outside as well. And I know what Carol said was it wasn't working. Well, this is kind of almost like a 1-2 punch. We're looking to do both. So for your roses that you have there, spraying for any insects that have been there. If it's the chewing insects, we're looking more to maybe like a Captain Jack's. If it's some of like the aphids, maybe looking at the All Seasons oil. So a combination would be something to work with this to make this a little bit better and stronger. And then fertilize it with like a rose tone or, you know, just an all-purpose fertilizer to give something back to it, because we're looking at, you know, we don't want it to just be in shock. We want to help it out somehow. So that's how I would look at doing it. Now, I do have a call on the line, so I want to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Andy is in Pine River, Minnesota.
Andy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
good morning. I was calling about late season perennials, like something you could plant. I mean, it's kind of late in the game, but I mean, something you could plant that would bloom like August, September.
Okay. So one of the ones we've actually been talking a little bit about in the last hour was the Montauk daisy. The Montauk daisy is one that you could plant. You can plant it now and have it show up for like the end of August, beginning of September. That would be a really good perennial. There's a bunch of different types of asters that you could bloom, that would bloom for you in the fall. You could look at, there are certain styles of Japanese anemone. There are some that'll bloom early, some that'll bloom late. So take a look at those. Those are good ones. Another one that might grow, will blossom a little bit later in the season would be Joe Pieweed. That one gets huge. I've seen some of them get like 6-7 feet tall. But they do have some smaller varieties that'll stay about 3 feet tall. So they're not that bad. Some of the sedums will get some flowers towards the end of the season, but you might use them just more for like the foliage look of them. Those would be a couple that I'd be looking at for late in the season. You could also do like balloon flower is one of them. Balloon flower is a great one that will grow late. Some of the black-eyed Susans will go later in the season. There's also, if you're looking at like the sedum, the Autumn Joy sedum, that flower at the end of the season is like a nice red with the green foliage. That's a gorgeous one. So that might be something to really be putting for late in the season. And all these you could plant right now as long as you're taking care of them, watering them, you know, fertilizing every few weeks just to get them established. But any of those can be planted now. It's not too late in the season.
Well, thanks a lot. It helps a lot.
All right, Andy, good luck, and hopefully we can add some color to the fall for you.
That's the idea. Thank you.
Great. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, you know, it's plenty of time to be planting for the fall at this point. And planting at this time, you might be thinking, all right, it's too hot, too whatnot. But it would be something where you need to look at just making sure you water and take care of the plants that way. So it's still good to be doing. I have another email question in regards to a blackthorn bush, a Prunus spinosa. It's actually, it has black galls all over it. And it's actually, the gentleman here, Philip, has done a lot of work to it. You know, he had pruned off a lot of it last year, and then he pruned off it in the fall, in the winter, but there's some still on it. This disease is called black knot. It's very common in a lot of the Prunus species, even the, you know, ornamental versus fruiting, etc. There's these black galls that you see more in the fall and the winter after all the leaves have started to drop. But the thing about it is these are starting from the beginning of the season. This is where they're, you know, those black galls put their spores out. They have fungus. They're fungal tissue. What they do is they pop out into the soil. They release their spores in the spring when they get wet. So the damage is being done in the spring, but you're seeing the gross looking to it. It's like a black, it almost looks like charred. It looks like it was like burnt. picture like a marshmallow that has been completely burnt that you're, you know, trying to make s'mores with, but put it on a branch. And that's kind of what it looks like on some of the branching. So, again, it does its damage in the spring. So by taking out the galls in the fall and cleaning it up everything you can, the better it will be for you. So this spring might have already done some of the damage. So it's something to really look at. What I would be suggesting is thinning out trees like this to allow airflow to be going through so that the moisture doesn't sit, because when these galls get wet, that's when they will release in the spring. So by using, by thinning it out, if you can't see them, that's a good way to do it. Using a fungicide would be another thing to do. Again, so start out by pruning out all the existing galls in the late winter, and then start applying fungicides like a infuse. Could be spraying the plant. And just start as the buds are starting to form, waiting till, you know, there are no insects around, no pollinators, and spraying it that way to get rid of it. Make sure you get rid of all the leaves that happen in the fall as well, just in case. Take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And that phone number, 855-660-4261. And we do have some calls on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Lee's in Massachusetts.
Lee, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Patrick. Hope you had a safe fourth.
You as well.
Thank you. Couple quick questions. Garlic. You know, I planted tomatoes my whole life, and they're doing wonderful, by the way. But I planted it for the first time last fall, garlic. And when on the card, I had a little plastic bag when I bought the bulb. The instructions, I get when to pull it, you know. And yep. I lost the card. Now, is it time to pull the garlic now? That's the first question. And my iceberg head lettuce started turning black all the way around the outer leaves, and it infiltrated to all the leaves, and then like the leaves are all bleached. Just absolutely ruined. Okay, those are the two questions. I appreciate any help, answers you can give me.
Well, let's start with the garlic. So you did it at the right time. You planted in the fall into winter. That is the best time for the garlic. It survives over the winter and gets ready. This is usually around the time that we look to pick it. You don't want to pick it too early. You don't want to pick it too late. You're kind of looking to get it, like, right on time, right? And you don't want to mess that up. So what you're looking to do is look at the plant and see how many kind of, like, leaves are left on it. Is it starting to turn brown at the lower parts? Are those leaves starting to wither?
Some are, yes.
Okay.
But the very, very tops are still nice and green, and they're starting to lay over horizontally.
Okay, so what you start doing is when you see about half the leaves have died off and half are still green, but they're dying from the bottom up, that's the time when you want to pick the garlic. Okay?
Okay.
You want to wait. You don't want all the leaves to die back. You want it to be like halfway, half the leaves. That's okay. The biggest thing. And again, it's from the bottom up.
Now, do you reach right down and literally pull the bulbs out of the ground, or you dig them around them to take them out?
So you pull them out, but here's a trick that I'd want you to do. So stop watering the garlic for about a week, okay? Yep. So allow it to dry out a little bit. You'll start to see, like I said, once you start to see half the leaves brown and the other half is green, stop yep. watering it for about a week. It allows that soil to kind of dry out, and it makes the soil a little bit looser around it. So when you're pulling yep. it out, it's just going to fall off versus, when it's really wet, soil will just sit on there, and it'll just stay compact. Right? Yep. And that's, it's going to make your life a little bit easier. You're not going to be pulling and maybe pull part of it out and not the whole plant.
I understand. Yep.
Okay.
Now, when I do removal, pull them out, do you wash them or do you just let them dry before you wash them off or what?
So, try to get as much of the excess dirt off there. Don't wash it off. Just kind of let it dry out. You don't want the moisture to sit in the bulb itself. That's kind of one of the reasons why we're, letting it dry out right now.
Gotcha.
To be able to clean it. So don't wash it off. You're going to see roots that are on the bottom of it. Just let those kind of be. And try to get rid of, try to get rid of the dirt, right?
Yeah, I understand. With my hands, yep.
So if you want to eat, have the garlic right away, that's when you trim the leaves off and clean off the roots and then keep them clean like that. If you're looking to store some of them, put it in a dark, dry place with plenty of, air to flow into it. You don't want to put it in, a bag or something like that where it's not going to have any airflow. That's going to help it dry out. Don't put them in the refrigerator. Leave them out because the moisture can help rot. It can start rotting them out. Okay? Now, as far as the lettuce, I'm going to have you hang tight because I'm going to a break. On the other side, I'll give you some more info. We'll be back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack with Spinosad. Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
USA Radio News.
At least 5 people were killed and 49 injured by a magnitude 6.1 earthquake in southern Iran. Media reports confirm that the area was also hit after by 2 strong earthquakes of a magnitude 6.3. An emergency service spokesperson has stated that half of the 49 people injured have already been discharged from the hospital. The Department of Homeland Security will be on hand at the World Cup to help make sure the soccer tournament is safe and secure. Robert Silver is the Undersecretary for Strategy, Police, and Plans at DHS.
Without predicting, it is our responsibility to prepare and plan for different possibilities, and that is what we have done.
This is USA Radio News. Airlines are scrambling to keep up with demand this July 4th holiday as they struggle with a pilot shortage, weather conditions, and air traffic control delays. As of this weekend, nearly 650 flights in the United States have been canceled and more than 5,200 flights within, into, or out of the country have been delayed. FlightAware data showed that the three airports in the United States most affected by the cancellations and delays were Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport and Kentucky Airport and New York Liberty International Airport in New York City. Two people are among 21 people killed after Russian missiles struck an apartment building and two holiday camps near Ukraine's Black Sea port of Odessa. The hunt for those who still are missing will continue. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Garden Club, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we're talking with Lee, and he had some questions about garlic. We answered those, but we still have some questions in regards to his lettuce. You said it was iceberg lettuce, right, Lee?
It is, but I planted it a little late. It really got up nice and tall, though. My God, the heads are starting to form, and even in the center, still a little green, but all the black and the white is infiltrating right to that. It's beyond salvage, really. But I was just wondering, is something I did wrong, overwater it, or just wondering.
So it could have some, you said it. The leaves are turning black, but then they have a white, almost like mildewy look.
But that, they started black around the outside perimeter of all the leaves, and
yep.
Then the whole leaf is now turning black, but then the rest of the leaf is just turning almost snow white. It's been bleached.
Yeah, so what you might have at this time is something like a downy mildew on the lettuce that's caused that. This is something that there's really nothing you can do at this point. There's a couple things I want you to do, though, going forward, because I just wanted to double-check some things, and I was just looking at the break. There's downy mildew. There's also like a bottom rot. There's also I don't think it's gotten to the point where it's anthracnose on it. But those are some of like the common lettuce type diseases. And all of them are soil borne. Okay.
So a lot of nitrogen in this soil. Would that have anything to do with it?
No, it just might have been there. It might have just, what happens sometimes is overwatering or water sitting in there causes a fungus, and then the fungus sits in the soil and overwinters that way. So what they actually do say a lot of times is crop rotation is one way to get rid of the disease. Getting it cleaned that way. Overhead watering is not a good way to do it. Maybe water the soil around it.
And I've been watering right over it.
So that has part to do with it, because the water sits in the head of lettuce there.
Yeah.
And with the heat and humidity, that'll cause it to happen. You'll get like a powdery mildew effect to it.
We've had a lot of heat and humidity. You got it. Yep.
So what I'd be looking at doing is, so there's fungicides you can apply. There's organic fungicides. You can get rid of it with like a copper fungicide.
Right.
You know, clean it up that way. The affected heads of lettuce, to be honest, I'd cut them and get rid of them. But what I would do is just leave a little bit of the bottom, because you'd be able to cut it, and there's going to be a stem. What I want you to do, just to try and get something into the plant to absorb it a little bit, would be using the copper fungicide, so it will get into that area a little bit, get into the soil a little bit to help it. Next year, don't plant the lettuce right there. Plant it in another location in the garden. And
I
rotate it.
Yep.
And just take a look at that soil. Maybe that soil can be, add some compost, add some organic matter to almost thin out the soil a little bit so the water will go through a little bit easier. That would be something I'd look at too. Maybe it's a compact area where the water sits a little bit. So those would be the things to be looking for.
Okay, well, this is wonderful, and it's not planted far from my tomatoes, same soil, and the tomatoes are just phenomenal, so, I just was wondering why the lettuce.
Well, so I do think it has to do with the watering, to be honest with you, just the way, so the iceberg lettuce has that head where the water's going to sit in it. Whereas the tomatoes, it doesn't have an area that's compact like that, where the water's just going to sit more. I always recommend when I'm watering anything, I like to try to get to the soil first. You know, there are plants that can deal with the overhead watering, but when you water down below, you're getting that water to the soil, especially nowadays, now this time of year, when it's hot and humid and just all around gross out, water sitting on the plant's going to affect it, no matter what the plant.
Yeah. So it's good to get it right at the base, or it can really get right to the roots where you want it to be.
Definitely, and that way you might not use as much water long term, because it's doing its thing. It's getting to where we want it to versus sitting on the leaves.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much on both of the answers, and you have a great weekend.
You too, Lee. Have a great one.
Good
bye-bye.
Good talking with you. Yeah, bye-bye.
You too. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
ZB is in Cape Cod.
ZB, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a couple of apple trees I planted 5 to 6 years ago.
Okay.
And one is a Honeycrisp. The other is just a companion tree. I don't know what the name of that is. But anyway, this is the first year I've had fruit on the Honeycrisp.
Okay.
And it looks healthy and it's good. There's not a lot of it, but there's probably a dozen apples. The other tree, the companion tree, I've had fruit on it for, this is the second year, but it doesn't seem to last through maturity. The tree now has about 50 apples on them, but they are starting to drop off the tree. And they have these black, they have these spots on them that are dark brown or black, and they're kind of a stunted apple on the north side of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether the north side has anything to do with it or not, but I'm wondering just what's going on with these apples that are starting to fall.
Okay. So a couple things when it comes to the apple trees. It's great that you have the two to help pollinate the other to allow it to get those apples. It does take a number of years for them to really mature to get to that. Some apples, though, do actually have what they call premature fruit drop. It does this to thin it out to allow some of the others to produce. But it seems like in your case, it's like all of them, right? Is that what happened? Or
no, it's not all of them. But last year was a little bit tougher because I had squirrels eating the mature fruit off the tree.
Gotcha.
Before that, I did have some apples drop.
Okay.
And they seem to be, like I said, on the north side of the tree, facing north.
Yep. So that is actually going to be pretty common on the north side because there's not enough light getting through to it. Maybe you're getting some at certain times of day, but it's a natural thing for the apple to drop their apples in June. It's like, depending upon the season, it could be, June, it can be the beginning of July, that type of thing. That has something to do with it. So there's a couple things I'd like to see you do. One, thin out some of the branches of the apple tree to allow some of that light, the filtered light, to go through the tree to hit the north side of the trees. Okay, it might be very thick in there, so it's not getting the best light that it can. Where I like to start is any of the cross branches, any branches that are sitting on top of each other, any of the sucker growth. Apples tend to have a lot of sucker growth, which is those branches that go straight up and down from like a branch. So basically, you'll look at them on the branch. They'll come out just like quarter, half an inch, and then do an immediate 90 degrees straight up. And they'll, those are water sprouts, basically. They're taking away from the tree that you're looking to do.
Now, can that be done now, or should I do that?
That can be done now. You can definitely prune those sucker growth out now.
Okay.
There's also, so we're in a drought at this point. I'm not sure how bad it is where you are on the Cape, but from what I heard in my area, we were like 8 to 9 inches of rain behind in the past this year. So that could have a little bit to do with it. In the past couple of years, we've had drought conditions. It just always seems like every year, no matter what, we have drought conditions. So what I'd look to do, if you could, even though it's been in there, 6-7 years. Is get a hose out to both of those trees and just put it on a trickle every couple days and allow water to just seep into the soil. A deep soaking will definitely help those apple trees to maintain, just to keep that moisture in the plant. We want to get them into the leaves, into the apples themselves to make them stronger on the plant. The other thing you can look at is fertilizing with like an all-purpose fertilizer, a general type fertilizer, something with a little bit of nitrogen in it. Maybe looking at like a 10-10-10 would be fine, or a tree tone from a Spoma. Either one of those would be fine to be fertilizing it. Right now, you don't want to go too much. So maybe the 10-10-10 might be too much. I'd look at like the tree tone from a Spoma, to give it something there. The other thing you could be looking to do, and you might need a little bit more of it than like a regular tree or shrub, is using that Neptune's Harvest, the fish and seaweed mixture, to really get something in there. We want to give something back to the tree. So again, just to kind of go over it again, thin the tree out a little bit, allow some of that airflow and light to hit the north side of the tree. Also, get rid of any of the sucker growth, any of that. Try to water a bit, a deep soaking. Leave the hose on a trickle, just by the trunk. Leave it there for about a half hour, 45 minutes every few days. And then maybe like a tree tone fertilizer. And that fertilizer you're going to put at the drip line of the tree. So however wide the tree is, that's what they consider the drip line. And sure. They'll tell you on the back of the package how much to use. mix it in around the soil around it, and then water it in again. Water that area in so the fertilizer will start to seep in. It's a slower release fertilizer, so it's not one that's going to hit right away. That's why you water it in to let it go in.
Sure. Good. Thank you.
Alrighty.
Well, sure. I'll try that out. And thank you so much for your help. And anyway, I do have a nice looking Honeycrisp tree that's got healthy apples on it. Not many, but they are growing very well. So,
and I think as time goes on, as they mature more, you'll get more and more. And I think just thinning them both out is going to help both of them. Look for those sucker growth. The sucker growth is not good for any tree. So start with that, and that would even be a tremendous help if that's all you can get to at this point, honestly, getting rid of the sucker growth. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And that phone number is 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line I want to get to. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
It's such a tremendous honor to talk to you. You help so many people. I'm very grateful to you. I have a several part questions to ask you. About three years, a little more than 3 years ago, I did my first garden, and I was real excited about it, and I got soil, and I went down to Walmart and got a bunch of Bonnie plants, and I planted them, and it was a challenge keeping those weeds out, but I was able to do my best that I could. And I was so disappointed that the vegetables that I grew, they were deformed looking. And, you know, and I was I worked so hard on it, I was surprised that they didn't come out blossomy beautiful, like a big, beautiful tomato or something like that, or grape, you know. What's the deal with this? Where can I get good seeds or good plants that will grow, you know, what do I do to grow very nice?
Okay. Well, so it all starts really in the soil, right?
Okay,
and what you really want to take a look at is your soil structure. Is there some compost put into it? Where's the pH level? Where, you know, is it very clay filled? Is it very sandy? And by doing that, you kind of know what you need to add. If it's clay filled, we need to break up that clay a little bit. If it's very sandy, any organic matter you can add to that area is going to be very helpful. But what it also tells us, if it's very sandy, is it drains quickly. So watering is something to do.
Yeah.
The other thing that I would be looking at doing is the fertilization when it comes to the plants. I think, you know, I think quality is a huge factor, obviously. Bonnie has some great products. There's nothing wrong with their products. But, you know, there are some others out there to choose from. Really up to you. If you want to start by seed, I love going Burpee is one of the number one seed companies out there. You can buy right online. Another one you could be looking for is called Botanical Interests. That is a seed company. Awesome family-run company that has great quality seeds. But from there, it's about how you start them. Getting them in good soil, getting that soil, you know, when you first start seeds, light soil to allow the roots to develop. Waiting till it really starts to develop, then adding a fertilization program. Using like a liquid form, maybe like a fish fertilizer, right? In New England, we have Neptune's Harvest. There are other ones out there. There's like a... there's a fish fertilizer, I believe it's like an Alaskan fish fertilizer. There's also Dram has a fish fertilizer. Any of those fertilizers I love to add to anything vegetable related every couple weeks. Just one thing about that fish fertilizer, you want to use everything that you mix in like a 5-gallon bucket because if it just sits there and you have extra, the smell is just horrible. Oh. Rotting fish, really. It's you're not going to have that smell when it goes into the soil. It's just if it's sitting in like a bucket. If you want to have any local animals that you don't want in the neighborhood coming, that's one way to get them to come to the yard. By leaving a bucket like that out. Just at the smell of food and fish, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't see myself, Patrick, I'm sorry to interrupt. I don't see myself getting those products because I live in the desert.
Yep.
But, you know, and I really am. I am pro Walmart, and I want to go back to Walmart and buy a good fertilizer, a good soil. And I think the best thing for me to do is to, I want to make a good border, you know, but at the same time, I have to go down and dig all that dirt out and then fill it in. Do I fill it in with a good fertilizer? I mean, a good.
Well, so I wouldn't say get rid of the soil that's there. You want some of that existing soil to really make it successful because long term, you want to just be able to have that soil working. So I think over time, it's adding some sort of compost into the soil. And just mixing it, you know, every year, adding a few bags here and there is going to help tremendously. The fertilization, it could be any liquid fertilizer. And when I say liquid, I mean like a wettable powder. Miracle-Gro has a wettable powder.
Okay,
you can get in those four-pound boxes. That's a wettable powder, a liquid fertilizer. Using that on them and keeping the water on there as much as possible. And I think that's going to help you be successful.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Bob. You have a great one. We'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.